KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 34th annual Hawthorne Street Fair, Sunday, August 27th on Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. The Hawthorne Street Fair, now in its 34th year, features music, activities for kids and adults alike, entertainment, local businesses, and community vendors. Again, that's the 34th annual Hawthorne Street Fair, Sunday, August 27th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Finance Committee is the third Thursday of each month at 5 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, August 17th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, your fake news radio. What else could we possibly be? Today's theme, well, I don't know. It's a DIY day as far as themes are concerned. If anyone out there could possibly twist their brain around Trump's last few statements, here's a fun thing to try. Google Mike Pence takeover, question mark. It goes back a while, but Pence has been poised, so to speak, poised in the sense of he's about to jump, not certainly poised in the sense that he has any ability whatsoever insofar as a diplomatic posture might be concerned. That's definitely. But then, aren't they all really? I mean, I can think of only a handful of American politicians who are statesmen. Think about that. There's a big difference, a wide gulf between a statesman and a politician. We haven't seen a statesman for a while. And when they do pop up, immediately the left races out hammers blazing to pound them into the ground for being an elitist. Somebody's got to be able to talk to other countries, though. That said, Trump is not the person to to speak with other countries. And especially as we all see, he can't even speak proper. If Trump can't speak to Americans in a way that is intelligent and, well, statesmanlike, let's just say it, he's not capable of doing that in and to America. How is he going to speak with other leaders, other foreign leaders? Well, he may think that he's speaking to Kim Jong-un in terms that and can understand, but believe me when I say Kim Jong-un is no fool. He knows exactly. He can see what Trump is. The rest of the world can see what Trump is. And whether Trump is aware of that or not, it apparently makes absolutely no difference. However, it makes a big difference to Mike Pence, who's been poised for a while now to take over. No joking, it goes back. When you see stories, Mike Pence perhaps gunning for the 2020 election, ladies and gents, the smart money is on a much closer date. But Trump does seem to be coming apart at the seams. That's so it seems. Oh, I could not resist that one. Yes, it's quite a it's a day. These days are have become something else outside of time. You know what I mean? Here's something that's definitely inside of time. We're going to try to reach the Sea Shepherd. Sea Shepherd is protecting salmon right now like nobody's business, and they're not shooting sea lions in order to accomplish that. There are demonstrably other ways of coping with the failing salmon populations. Of course, one of those ways of dealing with it would be to immediately and enforceably and 100% doing everything that we can right now to curb emissions, to immediately stop all fossil fuel mining, processing, refining, certainly pumping. All of that has to stop because it's you cannot keep a very large body of water. You cannot keep that cool. There is no way that you can do that without adjusting every other variable in the equation. That's something people don't realize. They see a body of water and they think it's too warm, let's cool it down. And that's when the realization hits. Wow. We're going to have to make changes affecting the entire system as we know it, and we don't know a hell of a lot about it. Something people are just discovering. As far as making new discoveries about the environment, the first one would be to discover exactly how much we don't know and how we are powerless to do anything about a system which we are, for the greater part, unaware of how it works, because the workings of it are subtle. They are complex without being complicated, and that's what that's right in our faces now. Lawmakers they would appear to be oblivious. I assure you, they're not oblivious, and they're scared. That's all. They're just scared. So that said, we are going to try. We tried just now to try again to get Sea Shepherd on the blower to talk a little bit about what is happening with river systems and salmon, and what we can actually do about it in real time. We began introducing this idea yesterday. The Sea Shepherd vessel, the RV Martin Jean, is currently off the coast of British Columbia. There's an independent biologist, Alexandra Morton, whom we are trying to speak with this morning, stopping at various salmon farms to conduct audits for disease and other factors. The salmon farms are really, that's what's destroying salmon populations. They're rife with disease, and they are spreading it, that, and their god-awful DNA, spreading it throughout wild salmon stocks, and that's what's killing the salmon. It's not Please, you know, it makes great, it makes terrific stories in the mainstream media, though, because anybody can understand a gun and a sea lion. It's really easy to picture somebody shooting a sea lion. Not a pretty picture, but they could picture it. It's a little bit harder to picture water warming in unforeseen ways, unfortunately, and it's hard to picture what happens when farmed salmon's DNA begins to infiltrate wild stocks, and when farmed salmon's diseases begin killing off wild salmon, who have little or no resistance to these things, you know. That's the other thing. And human populations might well take a lesson from this. Overpopulation is eventually going to solve, as a problem, is going to solve itself. We can deny it, that this isn't what's killing us. We can deny it all we want, but nature bats last. And if we don't take care of the problem ourselves, nature will take care of it for us. It's a question of, do we want to go kicking or screaming, or do we want to go the way is in which nature has basically set forth for us. It's plain as day. Anyone can see it. Most people don't want to see it. Again, the same goes for these systems, all of them. We are faced with a number of systems that are complex, but they're not complicated. The equations are complex, and there are far too many variables for most people to even contemplate. This goes for Donald Trump, and what he represents, which we literally don't know yet. I believe there are probably more variables here than we can possibly imagine right now. They're around the curve. They're around that horizon, the event horizon of Earth's timeline, and we don't see them yet. There are probably three different ways in which calm, intelligent minds might go about solving the problem of North Korea, perhaps by stop defining it as a problem in the first place, and follow the example of Moon Jae-in. South Korea's recently elected president, and to see what he is doing to address North Korea's aggressive stance, which essentially is North Korea is doing exactly what anyone would do in the cornered. That's what's happening. Cornered creatures fight hard, and they fight to the death. And I don't think that America's strategists have taken that into account. Game theory takes into account, but most people don't want to plunge headfirst into game theory. That was our theme. Our theme today took up most of the program. Alas, we're still waiting for Alexandra Morton with Sea Shepherd to get on the blower with us and talk a little bit about what Sea Shepherd does to address the problem of diminishing salmon stocks. Meanwhile, Cascadia's weather for the next few days. We're going to shoot all the way through to Sunday because I won't be in tomorrow. For today, partly sunny with a high around 79. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 57. And Friday, tomorrow, sunny skies, 81. Tomorrow night, 58. And so you sit there in 58 degrees, becoming increasingly excited at the prospect of the KBOO book and record sale, which begins Saturday morning under sunny skies at Cider Riot with a high near 79 outside, probably balmy and cool with air conditioning inside. And that event will take you all the way through to Saturday night, where partly cloudy skies form a delirious canopy over the concluding ceremonies with a low around 57. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies, lows around 57, swinging us all the way up onto the shoulders of Monday morning. And that said, to return to what we've been talking about, systems and the way systems operate, it's again a problem if you wish to define it as such, but it is indeed an experiment which has fallen into the lap of chaostaticians around the world, who probably are right now, pencil in hand, attempting to work out what Donald Trump's next move is likely to be, and how the rest of the world, because now Donald Trump has become, and we can call this a problem, Donald Trump is no longer. He's something like a cyborg, and he is a problem for the rest of the world. Thank God for that, because now the rest of the world is onto the problem and attempting to solve it in many various ways, because it's going to have to be solved. Trump has gone and really put his foot in it. He has now, it looks like, broken with CEOs, military, and Republican operatives. Which, depending on how your point of view, is a good thing or a no thing. It is dawning on people. We have a president who lives at a golf club, and twitters from constantly, starting at 6 in the morning. People are beginning to look around and say, that ain't right. Quietly to themselves in some cases, and loudly to the general public. So it's still now, I believe that we have formally, officially, and finally abandoned all hope of reaching the Sea Shepherd, but at least know that somebody is on the problem.